Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well. Hello to my people out in Talbot County, Taylor County, Montezuma, Ellaville, wherever you're checking in today, listening to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening to us. All my folks over in West Alabama, thank you guys so much for listening to us. As you guys may have heard throughout our radio broadcast throughout the month, this is Men's Empowerment Month here at Davis Broadcasting, and we are truly honored to celebrate our brothers, you know, to uplift our brothers, to inspire our brothers. And we're going to have an amazing conversation about that today. Before I get started with that, just a few things. Just want to remind you guys, we are in tropical season. I've been talking about that now for a couple weeks. It started June 1. We've gotten a lot of rain and stuff this weekend from that storm that's coming through, still kind of going through a little bit, that came up from the Gulf. And I've always said, if a strong storm, you know, approaches us from the Gulf side, we could really see some impacts. This one is not as strong as they thought it could potentially be. But, you know, with this entire season, hurricane season ahead of us all the way to November, we're going to have to make sure we watch that. We're still in COVID, you guys. So please wear your mask if you feel it's necessary. Make sure you socially distance. Watch the large crowds. Hand sanitize. Wash your hands. Let's do what we can do to try to beat this thing. There's this Delta variant out there. It's called the Delta variant. And it is right now beginning to cause a lot of ruckus, and it's just running through a lot of other countries. But there is evidence that the vaccine helped prevent that. So if you're vaccinated, you should be fine. If not, please be careful, because it's still out there. The annual Father and Sons Under the Sun event and Men's Empowerment event is Saturday, June 26th, you guys. That's this upcoming Saturday, June 26th. We will be at the Frank D. Chester Recreational Facility from 9 until 2 p.m. That address is 1441 Benning Drive. We'll be celebrating faith, family, finance, and fitness. And you can register for the event on Eventbrite. But I will be out there. Michael Soul's gonna be out there. Double O'Keefe's gonna be out there. My boy G Smooth, George McDonald's gonna be out there. A lot of the great guys from here at the station are gonna be out there with us. So come out there with us, fellas. Come out there, bring your sons. If you don't have a son, just come as a father, as a man. You know, let's have some community unity going on, and let's really embrace each other and talk about what we can do to make our community better. Again, that's the annual Father and Sons Under the Sun and Men's Empowerment event, Saturday, June 26th from 9 to 2 at Frank D. Chester Recreational Center, 1441 Benning Drive. Now, today I have a very excited conversation here that I'm certainly excited about it. You know, there are a lot of brothers, and I call them brothers because they truly feel like they are my brothers, but there are a lot of brothers here in the Columbus area that I not only look up to, but I work with them. We work together with trying to resolve issues in our community. I see them out there. I support them when I can. And these brothers often do a lot of good work, and they don't do it for the spotlight. They don't do it for people to see. They don't do it for the pat on the back. They just get out there with that grind, because that's what's needed in our community. Folks trying to make a difference and folks not trying to shine. And so I am glad to have with me today two brothers that I want to personally acknowledge for Men's Empowerment Month here, because these brothers here, they are just phenomenal on all levels. I mean, the lengths that they go to make sure that our young boys here in the city have someone that'll listen to them and a reasonable voice to give them advice and direction and show them some love and let them know that someone cares. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a great show. My boy, Dr. J. Golden, and my boy, my homie, my friend, DeMarco Johnson, glad to have both of y'all with me today. How are y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, man, thanks, man.
Boy,
go ahead,
Jake,
you the elder.
Oh, we start already. Okay.
I tell you, man, hey, man, we're just honored to be here, man. I appreciate the introduction, bro. Like you said, you know, we don't do this for the trophies and the accolades, man, but we appreciate you, what you're doing in the community, man, just uplifting keeping us encouraged, man. Every time I hear you, it's always positive. So I thank you for what you're doing in the community. Teddy Reese and my boy, DeMarco Johnson, man. I'm like, this young man is just booming. You know, I call him young man, but we're close in age, but I feel like I'm old. But, man, just thank you for having me, man. Take that.
Hey, Brother Reese, most definitely, man. I thank you for recognizing us, man, and then taking time out to reach out, man, and team you up with a long-time brother of mine, man. It's been 30 years I've been knowing Brother Golden, man, and I remember just coming in and him being that, even you could see the man that he was going to be just like the man he was 30 years ago, man. So I really appreciate you thinking of me aligns with him. So. And definitely the things that we do is not for the pat on the back. It's for the betterment of our community, the growth of our village.
Absolutely. And Jake, you know I cannot have you on my show without acknowledging our mom. Mama Golden, you know, from Greater Bellwood Baptist Church, you know, the family's in the building, you know, we love her to death, Jake. And Jake, actually, I knew your mom before I knew you. I told you that many times before, and I just love her to death. She is so amazing. So amazing. So Mama Golden, if you're listening, I miss seeing you at church, and I pray that all is well, and hopefully I get a chance to get a hug from you soon. But fellas, let's go ahead and jump into this conversation. Man. You know, we're talking about fatherhood, right? And we're talking about community. And I just want to know simply in your words, what does fatherhood mean to you? Let me start with you, Dr. Golden. What does fatherhood mean to you?
Well, fatherhood takes a total different definition to me nowadays because, you know, the dynamics of the home has changed a lot. But to me, fatherhood is a male or a man just stepping up to the plate, going in and really hands-on being active with our children and with our young people, man. I mean, and I would love for it to be the biological father, but right now we're seeing stepfathers, we're seeing uncles, cousins, granddaddies, and everybody stepping in. But so fatherhood to me is taking ownership of the community, taking ownership of the young people.
Wow, I love that. I love that. DeMarco, chime in on that question. What does fatherhood mean to you, brother?
Well, here lately, man, walking in by faith right now, and by faith, fatherhood has taken a different perspective to me as being the best representation of the father that we serve. I think a lot of times we kind of try to dumb down our position by changing our names into other names other than being father, because the father that we serve has a high quality of what our job should be. And when I say the father we serve, I mean the father in heaven. And so my look is to be, if I can be the best representation of the father that I serve, I can be the best father I can be, because he only asks for us to be our best. And if I can be a reflection of him towards any man, that young man, old man, my son, anybody else's sons, nieces, nephews, if I could be that reflection, I'd be that's the best father I could be.
DeMarco,
so I just look at the pattern of the father that has put in. I look at the job description of the father that's already in place.
Wow, you speaking now, brother. Thank you for saying that, because let me pause for a second to say Happy Father's Day to both of you, as a matter of fact. And let me also say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I should have done that at the top of the show, but it slipped. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know, and we do have three fathers on the line today. And I'm going to start a little mess right here real quick, Marco. I didn't expect that answer from you. But don't forget now, Dr. Golden is not only a principal, but he's also a pastor. So we got the pastor on the line, too.
Let me indulge in that. Real quick. And so, because today, I mean, when you gave me a call, brother, I don't know if you really know what you did today. You know what I mean? Because Brother Jake Golden, you know how you hear about Outkast? They wasn't, Andre and Big Bud wasn't always the official members of Outkast. See, when Game Changer was supposed to be initially started, it wasn't just D1 and D-Dot. It's supposed to be Golden, too. Right?
That's right.
That was the initial plan. It was supposed to be us three, because the two men, that's Dr. Golden and Daniel Dotson, are my older brothers. And so we had reached out to one another to establish something as brothers to do something different in ministry. Because Dotson, Brother Daniel Dotson, he's a ordained minister, which Dr. Golden is too. And so me being a little brother, I just want to get in where I fit in. You know, that God used me like he's using him. And so that was the original platform for Game Changer. So when you called in today and said, hey, brother, I want to have you and Brother Golden on there. First thing I did, as soon as I hung up the phone, I called D-Dot. I called Daniel. I said, hey, man, you wouldn't believe this, man. You know, saying God still has a plan. He still has a plan for me and Brother Golden to say what we have to say in reference to him being him and the things he has allowed us to do.
You know, so, God is
definitely, brother. I know who he is.
yeah. And you know, God is always in the mix, brother. Because when I told Jake that I was going to call you as well, first thing he said, yeah, that's a good brother. Call him. Yeah, let's get him on with us. And so, you know, I reached out accordingly, and it was clear that this was an ordained conversation that the three of us were supposed to get on here and talk about community and talk about fatherhood. And Marco, you brought in the aspect of God and the Father up above. Now, Dr. Golden, I got to ask you, in your definition of fatherhood, in which you talked about the broadness of it and how sometimes us as men, we have to step outside our normal parameters and our zone of comfort and basically don't worry about what the DNA tests say. You just got to go in there and step in and be a father to folks that may not be of your seed. That's the godly thing to do, which is what Brother Marco was talking about. So Brother Jake, I want you to just talk about that a little bit, about how men that are out there being fathers in areas that, you know, to young folks that are not their children, how that is the godly thing to do.
It is the godly thing, man. I mean, it's just, you got to think about it, man. Our Father who created us, man, he's the Father of all. And he didn't put a color on it. He didn't put a stamp on it. He didn't, oh, you got my hair, you got my nose. He's the Father of everything. Man, it is crucial that we step up to the plate and just become fathers to this nation, fathers to our community. You know, I appreciate, like I said, my brother, he has a lot of things going on with Game Changers. He's over working with 4.0 Fitness. I like the way my brother Terrence, he's become the father of the community, bringing in different people, letting them use his facilities, using the composite calls. He's going in, he's fathering a community, man. And it is important that we as men, man, just step up in our rightful place. This is the appointed place at the appointed time for us to get in and do great ministry and do great things for the kingdom. And that's what it has to be, man. There's no big eyes. You know, we're all children of God, man. And we're all called to step out and just do our part. And I just want to encourage the brothers out there, man, just to do your part, man. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if it's your biological or not, just do your part. If you see a kid walking down the street and you see that there's a situation he needs to be fathered, then do your part. Step in, say something, and do something. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a believer that if you see something going wrong and you don't say nothing, then you co-sign on it. So let's just, why not? Hey. Father, the situation, just step up, man.
Jake, boy, Jake, Dr. Go, and I'm gonna keep saying y'all name. I'm gonna keep saying Jake. I know who I'm talking to, but I'm gonna keep saying Jake and Marco, Jake Gold and Marco Johnson, because I want the community to know the names. Because when we get to talking about the next generation of leadership, when we get to talking about in the next couple years, who's gonna step into some of these positions and take us where we need to be as a community, when we get to talking about that forceful change of leadership that may have to happen, because our community can't continue under the pace that it is, fatherhood within itself has a component of leadership. Marco, come on now, listen to me, Marco.
That's right.
Fatherhood itself has a component of leadership. If you're talking about being the father in the house, you're being a leader for your household. You're setting the example for your children. If you're being if you're displaying fatherhood in the community, you're mentoring guys, you're showing them leadership. And leadership is just not talk, it's also walking the walk, and it's also leading by example. Come on, Brother Marco, I want you to take it from there, because I know you got a word on that.
Well, look here, brother. Jake said something that was very profound to me. I grew up in a household with a stepfather. My stepfather did not have any biological kids. And us as fathers, we realize that, you know, when our kids are brought onto this earth, I remember when my oldest son was brought, you know, when he was brought in, and I was standing there at the end watching, and as I seen him, something clicked in me. You know, something clicked in me. My hair stood up on my arm, and I felt the warmth between my body, and, you know, it felt like it was a transition. It was a transitional moment where I just wasn't the little boy no more. I was now a father, right? And being that my stepfather, my dad, Clifford Johnson, that he didn't get to experience that. He came into my life at age 5, right? So that transition that I felt having a biological son, he was never, ever able to have that moment because he doesn't have any biological kids. So I asked myself, growing up, when I got older, like, how did he do it? How did he become a father? What was the instinct in him that told him, this is how I raise a son?
Come on, Marco.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Come on, Marco.
Woo! What is it that says, this is what I need to do? You know what I mean? Because the switch, he didn't have that switch, right? So, only explanation I can get is that he understood the father in him. You know what I mean? That was his roadmap to being a father to me and my friends and the brothers that I have, is by being representation of the father in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only guidelines he had, not to include, because his father died when he was like 5 years old. And his mother never remarried.
As a man, as
a representation in front of me, you know what I'm saying? I got to know that he had to call on a higher power to be the man that God desired him to be, so I can be the man God desired me to be. You know what I mean? Because of the switch, that gets clicked on, that I felt was clicked on, and I'm sure y'all brothers do too, that was clicked on when I had my son. You know what I mean? So to the men that are out there, just like Brother Jay said, hey man, we got to step in and be who God designed us to be as men. And once we take on that, you know what I'm saying, we will truly understand where he wants us to be as fathers. Because in that book, man, he only addresses himself, we only address him as one name, our father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we call on him, it's our father, because he wants us to understand his title so we can understand our title.
See,
you know what I mean?
See,
he don't go by daddy.
Yeah.
He don't go by pops. He don't go by the big homie, the big G. He don't go by nothing. It's our father.
Our father.
You know what I'm saying? And when we as men understand our title, the title that was passed down by our heavenly father to be placed on us to be earthly fathers, you know what I'm saying, we won't have no problem doing what we're supposed to do to the next child that's outside, to telling the next child to say, hey, man, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? To step in and do the things that Brother Golden was just talking about to the people outside of our household, when we understand the title and position that's given to us by the heavenly father.
I like that. Because basically what you just said, you know, you highlighted the point that fatherhood doesn't necessarily start once something, your seed is birthed. Fatherhood is more of an instinct. Fatherhood is more of an internal process. That switch that you talked about, something going off, but that switch can happen through other means than just giving birth. But I got to ask this question to Dr. Golden. I got to ask this question to Jake Golden. Jake Golden, it sounded like to me that Brother Marco was saying that a foundational piece of that switch might be love. Because when you have your own child, you know there's an inherent love inside. But his stepdad possessed a great enough love and a strong enough love for him that he treated him like his own child. He showed him that leadership. He was a father to him. He displayed that fatherly instinct. He was the epitome of fatherhood. Brother Golden, do we need to just introduce more love into our community, into our brothers, to grasp our community again?
Our Father, he is love, my brother.
Woo!
Our Father, he is love. We pay the ultimate price. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What we got to realize, though, is that that's what our community needs right now. Our community needs our Father, which is love. We got to put that out there. And you have to realize, man, y'all know the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
That's right.
Our community is in disarray right now.
Yes, it is.
Because of the absence of fathers. Because of the absence of fathers. Yeah, I said it right there on the radio. Our community is in disarray because of the absence of fathers. Now, you trying to sit back and say, oh, no, no. Because the young man that shot whoever did whatever, he had a daddy. No, I ain't talking about daddy. I'm talking about fathers. I'm talking about leaders.
Come on.
Community leaders.
Come on.
We are in disarray because of the absence of leadership, which comes from the fatherhood. Now, we got to show love because love is the foundation of it all. Our God is love. But in order for us to grow, in order for us to, we have to show love, and it needs to be consistent. Our community needs to see love. I'm not talking about just love. I'm talking about that love from the head, from the father.
Mm.
From only the father, but these earthly fathers as well, and these people that we call ourselves being leaders who are supposed to be father in the community. You understand what I'm saying? We got to have leadership, man. We got to have leadership, and I'm always going to go back to this because people think that, oh, religion and this and all of this stuff is separate. No, it's all the same, man. It's all the same. Without love, we don't have nothing. Our Father is love. So if there's absence of our Father, then there's absence of love.
Amen, now, Jake, I wish I could pass a collection plate, you know, to the living rooms right now, because brother, you just live a powerful word, that combination. But this is the thing. I don't want the listeners to get caught up in what you're saying individually. You got to listen to all of this in its totality, because we've really been breaking this thing down. We've really transitioned the conversation to different components, and it all builds upon each other. And so we know what the problem is. But Jake, part of the issue is when you present the community with an opportunity to really embrace, you know, strong leadership of folks that are trying to make a difference, folks that are trying to help, there are often those that are told they're either out of place, or they don't belong, or you weren't born here, or, you know, something of that nature, when these people are trying to bring genuine help. DeMarco, I want you to inspire, if you will, send a word of inspiration to folks out there that are sacrificing their time. To try to make a difference, but they're being hit by others who want things to remain the same. And the only benefit to things remaining the same here in Columbus, Georgia, is those that have the power keep the power, because the community is suffering, the neighborhoods are suffering, our young folks are suffering, economically we're suffering, spiritually we're suffering, where there's all type of suffering going on. Inspire the folks to keep fighting, even though it seems like to them sometimes that their efforts are not getting anywhere. Talk to them real quick.
Well, the first thing I want to say is stay the course. Stay the course. If you have been put in place, if God has put you in a position to be greater, to be more than what you are each and every day, stay the course. If he has put you in place to be the seeds, you know, because it teaches you that some plant, some water, but God gets the increase, right? Some plant, some water, God gets the increase. Say that one more time. Some plant, some water, but God gets an increase. We can't let people deter us because we can't water.
Mm.
We can't let people deter us because we're not the planter. You know what I'm saying? We got to know why we are in the position that we're in when we're dealing with the people we're dealing with. We got to know what our role is, right? So stay the course of where God has you at that moment in time with that person that you're dealing with. We're always going to run into opposition. You know what I'm saying? This is not what's popular. You know what I'm saying? Being that positive role model, being that person in the community, whether you're coming in from the outside or whether you're here on the inside, looking to make a change, much as we would like to think it, we're the most popular guys that's coming around, we're not. You know what I mean? We're not, because that requires change. That requires swallowing your pride and saying that, hey, I need help. You know what I'm saying? I don't know everything. I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I've never been through this. You know what I'm saying? And then it requires self-reflection from the person that's not wanting to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because now they have to reflect on their leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be willing to say that, you know, my leadership wasn't what I thought it was. It wasn't cut from a white cloth. You know what I'm saying?
there was no foundation for the leaders. The leaders that were before me had no foundation. It wasn't true leadership. You know what I mean? So what I'm, you know, I really believe leadership is reflection. So whatever I'm reflecting on my child, whatever my child is doing is really a reflection of my leadership.
You
see, some people don't want to swallow that pride, and they'd rather take you off the course of what you're doing than swallow their pride and say, my leadership only made it to a certain point. My leadership didn't go past, you know what I'm saying, a certain level.
Mm.
I didn't see certain things to be able to help with certain things. But I'm not going to swallow my pride and let somebody else do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm not going to allow Dr. Jay Golden to do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow Teddy Reese to come in and tell my kid, you know what I'm saying, something that helped him leave the rural areas of Macon, Georgia, and come down to Albany State and get his degree. And you know, I'm not going to let them explain that to him because that's not what I did. I don't understand that leadership. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make it that far. So whoever you are, if you are that person, stay the course.
Stay the course.
Some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. You might just be there to plant the seed. Mm. And it might be a couple of years later down the road. Guess what? He might run into a you know, people call him a D1. He might run into the D1. I might got the bucket of water. I might have the bucket of water that Teddy Reese, for the seed Teddy Reese plant. Or for the seed pit, for Dr. Jay Golden plant.
Come on, man. Come
on. But guess
on.
What? Once he gets water, guess who's getting the increase? God's
getting the increase. So man, I love it. I love it. Stay the course. Let God get the increase.
Don't let nobody derail you from what God has put into you to do. Because that's we're not the popular people. Much as we want to think that we are, we're not the popular. We're not what's cool. We're not what's up. You know what I'm saying? People may say, I guarantee you, we have more people commending for the bad things we did than the good things we did.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on. Still trying to be judgment of our past.
We're not what's popular, man, but we got to stay the course.
Got to stay the course.
You know what I'm saying? I look at the community now and some of the things that we have go on in our community as far as people building bridges to try to help. But then we always find an issue to what they're doing. Always got to find an issue.
Got
to
find the issue.
Wrong what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of finding the right thing that they're doing. Instead of trying to find what we can fill in to help that issue, we'll find a way to hurt that issue. So that person that's wanting to be effective, they can't be effective.
Marco, I tell you,
you know what I mean?
Brother.
The smallest things. But family, stay the course.
Stay the course, brother. You don't set it on fire right here. You don't set it on fire. Man, I tell you, it's interesting how when you get having a conversation, 30 minutes fly by. So we got to get on the course of wrapping this up. And Dr. Golden, I'm going to give you the last word, but Jake Golden, I'm keep saying that, Jake Golden, DeMarco Johnson. Jake Golden, this is what I want you to address here. As I stated earlier, not only are you a principal, but you're also a pastor at a church, and you are the leader of that church, and the people at that church look up to you to give them not only the word of God, but help them oftentimes with personal issues, with advice, things of that nature. You have folks from all ages, from middle school kids to teenagers to seniors twice your age coming to you so you can minister to them and so that you can lead them. And Jake, in that I find some type of miracle formula, because there are younger people here in this city that are begging some of our senior generation to give us an opportunity to take the lead so that we can help fix some of the issues that we have here in our community. Some things just need a little energy, a little time, and a little passion, and that love, that godly love, that agape love that we talked about earlier. Jake, I want you to talk to all spectrums of my listeners, especially my seniors, and if you can, just convey to them, you know, the ones whose shoulders we stand on, that it's okay to let go and let some of the younger generation step in and really try to fix some of the issues that we have here. How can we say that, Brother Golden, without sounding confrontational?
Well, you got to, it takes us time, man. We've been in such a toxic relationship in our community for so long. When you've been
And we just don't know what genuine love looks like nowadays. But what we have to do, we have to talk about and walk in that thing called faith that we talk about all the time. Moses had to realize that he could only take the people so far. It was Joshua who had to take them into the promised land. You got to realize at some point, your leadership, you can only take people as far as you can take them. Somebody has to push them even further. So what I'm saying is this. When we sit here, we're still talking about fathers. I don't want to miss the connection. We're still talking about love and love in the community. There comes a point where you start to hit a ceiling, and somebody has to take us to the next level. At some point, you have to have faith and say that I'm going to have faith that God is going to take us into a new place. Nobody knew that COVID was going to happen. Nobody knew that these things were going to happen. No, yeah, but God knew, and it's all in his plan. We have to trust God and trust his plan that whatever happens, and it happens, and it happens to the good of those who love the Lord. So let's have that faith. Let's give faith into these young people. Like I had to realize, like when I'm listening to Marco speak, not saying that I'm a lot older. He's taking a different approach. I can't sit back here and ridicule that man for everything. No. I'm listening to him. I'm seeing his direction. I'm seeing the vision, how he's touching people through fitness. You know, I'm like, whoa, he ain't in no church? Yeah, the gym. Oh, man, he's taking a different direction. If I don't embrace it and put some fire and steam and support behind him, then we would stay stagnant as a people. I'm saying that to the city of Columbia right now. If we do not rally behind people that's trying to be progressive and move us into a new direction, we're going to sit here around this mountain for 40 more years when God's already told us to go north. We got to do better. We have to do better.
Wow. Wow. Brothers, I can't thank y'all enough. One, for your friendship. One, for the love that both of you have shown me and my family. Another for the knowledge that every time I speak to both of you, I'm always learning something. You're always inspiring me. And y'all tell me I inspire y'all. And it feels good to inspire each other. Because that's what real friendship is about. It's not about constantly take, or constantly giving. It's being there for each other when you need each other. Both of y'all have done that and not even realized that. I've had moments in my life and I've called both of you and spoken to you. And Jake, you know, you and I spent many nights on the phone where you've helped me with so much. Brother, I love y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for sharing with the community today. Thank you for opening up your heart and your spirit and being honest. Honesty and transparency is something that we must have also. And we're going to continue these conversations. I'm going to have both of y'all back because this conversation today touched me. I felt this conversation, and I feel this is what we need in our community. We need this honesty from folks that, you know, guys that people can look at and say, I went to school with him. I grew up with him. This, you know, I see him over on Buena Vista Road. I see him over in Phoenix City. I see him over in Talbot County. You know, they need to know that we're out there. We're out there, and we're making a difference. Yes, brothers, sir. Thank y'all again so much, okay?
Brother Reed, can I say one more thing? For
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Won't take but a second. This morning, fellas, I just want to tell the father something real quick. This morning, when I was doing my show, which comes on at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, runs to 9 o'clock. When I got off live, finishing the game changer show, I checked my phone. And I had a text message on there. The text message came from my 13-year-old son that stays in Huntsville, Alabama. That's an hour behind time, so that means it was 7 o'clock. You know, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock there. The text message said, "Dad, I'm watching." Said, "Dad, I'm watching."
Wow.
In reference to that, he was watching the show that morning. So fathers, no matter how far they are, what time it is, remember that your kids are watching at all times. Watching at all times. That's all I want to say, brother.
Brother, we're going to cut it off right there. They're watching. Thank y'all so much, brother. Thank y'all so much. God bless y'all. Y'all take care, okay?
Amen.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening on this special Fatherhood, Father's Day edition, Men's Empowerment Month right here at DBI. We thank y'all so much. Don't forget to join us this Saturday, the 26th, Men's Empowerment, Fathers and Sons Under the Sons at Frank D. Chester Recreational Center right there on Benning Road. We look to have you there. Take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.